Blog Talk Radio.
Shut.
night, dear beloved.
Good night. This is Sister Powell on Health Reform Thursday. Welcome one, welcome all. Let us offer a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we just want to thank you for the privilege that we can come. You have set aside this day for us this evening, and we come to give you all the praise. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your protector, the provider. You're sustaining us. And as we come to join this evening, Lord, pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon us. Forgive us of all our many sins and our shortcoming, and help us to be faithful. We just want to give you praise, because all praise and honor go to you. Thank you for hearing, hasten the footsteps of my brothers and my sisters, so that we can join to have a sweet fellowship with you. Thank you for hearing, and thank you for answering our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Welcome, my dear beloved, once more. And our opening scripture will be found from Genesis 1:28-29, and also 3 John 1-4. So we are asking two readers if they could read for us. So I'm going to open. If you want to read, you can put up your hand so that I can know that you are willing this evening to read our first scripture passage. Right? I will give you a little time for you. Okay? Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Right? Thank you, my dear. 518-482. Your line is open. Can you read our first scripture passage for us? Taken from Genesis 1:29 and the last part of 30. You can read the whole term.
Okay. Good evening, Sister P, and all who are online. I'm going to read Genesis. Yes. I'm going to read. And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree, yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat." And it was so. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Cantinelli, for reading for us. And I will read 3 John 1, and it said here 1-4. Thank you again, my dear beloved, for reading. It said, "The elder unto the well-beloved Scarlet, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thou soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren," read it a second time, "brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walking is the truth. And 4 said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth." So the Lord said to her that he loves to hear when we walk in the truth. Thank you again, my dear beloved. So I'm going to open that for Revelation 22:1-2, 2-5, 3-7. Could you read the third scripture for me, Revelation 22:1-2? Thank you.
Amen, amen. "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the midst of the streets of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nation. And read number 3 and 4?
No, ma'am, just 1, 2.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Sister Leola. Reading Revelation 22:1-2. And thanks, Sister Consinelli, for reading John, Genesis 1:29, and myself. Brothers and sisters, we have seen how God loves us so much that he had made provision for each and every one of us from before creation. What he said, he gave us the leaves of the tree. He also loved to hear when we are settling it too by doing and to be obedient to his will. And also, my dear beloved, the last one told us that, you know, one day soon and very soon, Sister Leola, Sister Tamiko, Sister Carlo, myself, Sister Stephanie, Sister Cantinelli, Barnabas, and Barnaby, and all of us, right? He said, if we're faithful, we will experience one day that tree of life once more, and that it will be a 12 manna fruit for us. And every month it will yield a different fruit. So we are just grateful to know that God is so kind, he's so compassionate, he's so tender-hearted, long-suffering, that he provides for his children. And now, my dear beloved, we know this is Health Reform Thursday, and we just want to thank our servant, Sister Carla. Every week she has been putting out some wonderful quotes for us to read, and we just want to let you know how much we appreciate what you have been doing, putting out these quotes so that we can look at it as the Thursday night, and we can also present it, you know, as God gave us the 10 laws of health and want us to be obedient with it. So I am going to read this quote before, my dear beloved, we started to open the line so that you can share some of the things that you have been using during the past, throughout the past year, and even now at the present time, and also sharing with others. And it's so read that the abuses of the stomach, right, by the gratification of appetite, are the fruitful source of most church trials. Those who eat and work intemperately and irrationally, talk and act irrationally, an intemperate man cannot be a patient man. It is not necessary to drink alcohol liquid in order to be intemperate. The sin of intemperance, eating too frequently, my dear beloved, too much and of rich unwholesome food, destroy the healthy action of the digested organs, affect the brain, and prevent the judgment, preventing rational calm, healthy thinking and acting. What? Eating too much, right? And this is a fruitful source of church trials. Therefore, in order for the people of God to be in, the people of God, rationally calm, healthy thinking, acting, and this is fruitful to be in acceptance state with him, where you can gratify him in their body and spirit, which are his. They must be interested and zeal deny the gratification of their appetite and exercise temperance in all things. Pray that God will help us that we can exercise temperance in all things. Then may they comprehend the truth in the beauty and clearness and carry it out in their lives. And by a judicious, wise, straightforward course, give the enemies of our faith no occasion to approach the cause of truth. Testimony for the Church, Volume 1, page 619, paragraph 3. My dear beloved, we want to thank God for all these wonderful quotes and allowing us, right, that we can train ourselves. We cannot train without the help of God. So we are asking the Lord to help us that we become faithful, that we become obedient to this health reform message that God, especially with our diet, you know. So God gave us 10 laws of health, my dear beloved, and this is the time, right? We know new start, nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. So this is the time, my dear beloved, I'm going to start opening the line. So welcome again, and let us have a wonderful time with the Lord by sharing and giving God all the praise that due to him. Thank you all for joining, and I'm going to open the line. 518-482, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Okay, thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line. And this evening, Health Thursday, I am not going to give you a recipe for anything, but I'm going to give you some things to avoid, for us to avoid. And that means do not use at all. And we could examine ourselves while we listen. Number one, avoid sugar and sugar foods. This is food which has added corn syrup, glucose, or other sugar additives in it. Many canned and processed foods are sugar foods, so do not eat. So just here they say many of the food that are canned has sugar in them, right? Do not eat candy. Do not use white sugar, granulated sugar, or brown sugar. Avoid spices and condiments which cause stomach upset and worse. And this would include black pepper, white pepper, cinnamon, and mustard. Avoid grease. Grease remains firm at the room temperature. This includes Crisco, butter, margarine, and all meat fat. Avoid hydrogenated oil. An atom of hydrogenated has been added to them, so likewise grease. They can only be used to coat your arteries, and you know this is very serious, and produce fat cells. Six, they said do not use fried foods. Anything fried in oil should be avoided. Anything. Your life is too important. Avoid rich gravies, pastries, ice cream, and all the other delicacies. Avoid white flour products, cookies, biscuits, sour bread, bagels, donuts, soda, crackers, etc. Avoid glue foods, along with cheese. These are the sticky white flour stuff, which is hard on your intestines. Avoid processed foods. This includes wide variety of food, which you will find in the store. Do not eat cheese, eh? Do not eat cheese. In order to normalize your intestinal flora, you may need a little plain yogurt for a time. Do not eat baker's yeast. Wow. This is fresh bread, yeast, brewer yeast, and Tallulah. I don't know what is that yeast. I never seen it. I don't know if anyone knows about it. Torula is all right. This is brewer's yeast, and Tallulah yeast is all right. But they said don't use fresh yeast that you make bread with. Avoid junk food and non-food. This includes soft drinks, cola, drinks, potato chips, corn chips, and all the rest. Do not drink non-caffeinated soft drinks. Do not eat vinegar. or food made with pickles and mayonnaise. You know, I stopped that a long time ago, and eating pickles, not good. Never eat meat or fish. They are heavily contaminated with bacteria, parasites, dangerous fat, acid, urine. As soon as they are slain, the flesh begins to rot. And I know this for sure when I was eating fish. Sometimes you open the fish and inside you see a little sack. And in that sack, when you burst it, there is worms coiled up in there. So they live in that fish. And when you eat the fish, all of this, it transforms to your body. Avoid the food additives. You will find them listed on labels of most all processed foods at the store. They lead to arthritic, cardiac, and cancer problems. And you know, I grew up on cow's milk, but here I am learning too. I'm reminded that many people are allergic to cow's milk. You may be one of them. And every public health officer knows that meat and milk are the two most contaminated. You hear that? The two most contaminated and diseased food in the country. Eggs rank close behind them. It is best to avoid them also. So do not use caffeine products. This includes chocolate, coffee, China, tea, and all the like, all the different teas. Black tea, cola tea, Pepsi Cola. Do not use nicotine products. Tobacco is responsible for an astonishing number of deaths in our world today. So avoid side smokes. Do not be in a room where people are smoking. Chewing stuff causes cancer of the mouth and throat. Do not drink spirituous liquor, beer, wines, and so forth. Do not use hard drugs. Avoid medicine drugs, whatever that you can. Carefully living and eating with generally help you to avoid and take them. And that is all I have here for things to avoid. And I think that if we try to avoid the list of these things that I have given here, we would live a healthy life. We will live the life that God wants us to live. So, Sister
Pavel,
thank you for opening my life.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. God, praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Continelli. Thank you, Sister Continelli, for joining us, my dear beloved. We hear of some of the things that we should avoid this evening, and I do hope that my brothers and my sister on this line have right to, you know, jot down some of these, right? Remedy things. These are not remedy. These are harmful things that, you know, the Lord had presented to Sister Continelli for us to avoid. And the first one is what? S-U-G-A-R. Right, sugar fruit, added corn syrup, and all these things, white sugar, white flour, spices, black pepper, grease, and all these things. So we have all are guilty, my dear beloved. So we just have to pray and ask the Lord to help us, you know, so that we will avoid these unhealthy things that we should not put into our system. So, my dear beloved, this is the time that I'm going to open the line. This is the time you can share some of the things that you have been using, some healthy things now that we can use after avoiding all these things, right? So I'm going to open the line for you to share. We have quite a few people on the line, so we ask you to be brief so that we can allow everyone to share and we can, you know, we can have the message tonight. Right, so this line here, 225-337, your line is open. So where she is, 225-337, your line is open.
Yeah, amen, amen. This is Sister Leola calling from New Orleans, Louisiana. And now I would like to read just the scripture, Sister Powell. And I'm reading from James, and it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally, and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that wavered is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. I'm going to stop there. I want to thank God for his word, because his word is for me. This is speaking to me, and I'm just asking the Lord to continue to be with each and every one of us tonight and bless us tonight. So thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear beloved, for sharing your scripture in Genesis. Lord, if any man lack wisdom, right, we are on this line, my dear beloved, and the scripture is telling us, right, because we heard some of the things that we should avoid in putting in our immune system, put it to, you know, we have to avoid it. And, you know, only one person can give us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to help us, that we will not be able to put in those harmful things within our system. So let us really be mindful that we have a Father above, our Heavenly Father, who promised us wisdom. As he said, we must ask for it, knowledge and understanding. So thank you, my dear beloved, for presenting it. 423-635, welcome again. Can you tell your name? And we...
Amen. Yes, hi, good evening. Thank you for opening up my line, Sister Powell. This is Sister Carla. Let's see. Yes, I'm on speaker. Yes, Sister Carla from Tennessee. I'm just thanking the Lord for another day. Another week is going by. These weeks, these months, these years are flying by. And, you know, we need to make that preparation for the Lord to come. But there's other things that we need to do to get ready and get the people ready. As going to my job, I share the little I know in medical missionary work about the thyroid, about diabetes, just about different things I learn. And I just want to share about chlorella, C-H-L-O-R-E-L-L-A. It is known for its powerful ability to detoxify various toxins, and we have a lot of toxin in our body through the water, the food, and from the air. So chlorella detoxifies the body from toxin and chemical, from heavy metal, you know, and all different types of chemical. And it increases, it helps to eliminate these toxin that's in our body. Also, it's a natural bioavailable source of iron, zinc, and biotin, and these things are needed in our body. And it's a true form of vitamin B12. Vitamin B12. Instead of taking the tablets, we can take this natural herb chlorella. It's a leaf that is grind up into powder form. And it's also, as a lady, we always want to take care of our hair and our skin. It's good for our hair, for the growth of the hair, and also for keeping it dark. A lack of vitamin B12 depletes the hair of its natural color. And also, it helps with eczema, psoriasis, those patches on the hair or on the skin. It's a buildup of toxins. So by taking chlorella, it helps the skin to detox these buildups of these chemicals. And it, you know, helps us to have a clear skin. And it supports the liver and also the organs, and aid in the removal of toxin through the bowel. So let us remember to get these natural herbs in our cabinet, in our kitchen, in our home, and share with others so that they won't have to suffer with gas, bloating, diarrhea, or constipation, or IBS, and they can take this natural laxative that will help throughout the body. So especially the gut flora, it promotes the growth of healthy gut bacteria, which we need to help us to digest our food. Thank you again, Sister Powell. May everyone have a blessed day and continue to praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, we all caught it this evening. A medical missionary, right? As we all on this line, every one of us should be a medical missionary. I want to thank Sister Carlo for presenting her Calora, right? Sister Calora, that's the name, right? How much it is very, very important for our body. And you know what? We are asking our brother and sister, take these natural herbs that we have been hearing about, how good it is for our body, so that we can be able to have clean body, clean skin, help the ear, you know, toxin our body to eliminate, you know, all the chemicals that we have been using, the water in our food and also in the ear. So we just want to thank you, Sister Carlo, for sharing. Brothers and sisters, we are here on this line and this elders are enjoying all the wonderful natural remedy that our Lord Jesus had provided for us. And it is free of cost. No charge, my dear beloved. So let us make use, and also share with others, you know, about these remedy. Okay? Thank you again. We have a full, Sister Carla, I was presenting, pushing your number again, right? We have a full house. Welcome again. 985, I'm just going down the line. 232, your line is open. Welcome again. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I'd like to thank God once more. We're on the line praising and lifting up his name. What a wonderful God we serve and a mighty God we serve. We want to thank God for his love, and we want to thank him for giving his son, Jesus, for us so we might have the right to the tree of life. And I would like to read a devotion prayer. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner ear, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye be rooted and grounded in love. Amen. Ephesians 3:16-17. Oh, what a wonderful God we serve. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank the Lord for all your prayers and everything, y'all. Lift us up through the bereed and through everything. And thank the Lord they delivered my house. And they about to put it up on the 12 feet, on some 12 feet in the air, on the platform blocks. And they about to start working on it, but they delivered it to my house. And that was a blessing. And they're going to put me a lift to go up and down due to my distance and sickness. I can't climb too high and up and down too much. So they paid for that. And I thank God. And everything else there the Lord has done for me. What a God, what a mighty God we serve. And I tell you, he said knock and the door should be open. Action you should. And I tell you, And the Lord, and he said, just have that faith of a mustard seed. And that's all I've just been doing, having the faith. And he just put everything together. And I thank him, including me still living, still in the land of the living, because he helped me to survive. And I thank God. So I just want to ask for prayer for our family on Advent Light, all those just here, those just missing. Pray for the sick ones, the ones that are jail, all those that are on the streets, all those that are in the nursing home, confined at home or wherever they may be. We want to pray for our four corners of the United States. Just pray for every individual, whatever. Y'all know how to pray for our Sister Power, her and her missionary, and everybody else missionary that has one on the line. And just want to just keep everybody praying one for another, because it all works in unity, and it's how God want us to get together and pray and talk to somebody about him and let them know what just say the Lord. Amen. Brother John? Okay, just don't let him miss it right now. He's in the kitchen. But
amen.
I thank you, Lord, for everything, so amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda. Brother John, step out a little. We just want to thank you for, you know, encouraging word, my dear beloved. We need it, you know. We need all the prayers from everyone, because without prayer and togetherness, you know, we cannot make it. So we want to thank you for also sharing and, you know, praying for us and giving God praise and giving God thanks for what he has done for you with the house. And we are so happy on this line tonight to hear that, you know, that you are soon be living in your house. You will be getting a lift, Lord, to help you. And that is a good news. So we love good news, Sister Brenda. So congratulations on your new house. And we do hope that you will enjoy it and it will be a blessing to others. So thank you again and thank God, you know, and he's worthy to be praised. So I just want to thank God for what he has been doing for you, brothers, my dear beloved, right? 518-6450, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? Welcome once more on Advent Health Reform Thursday.
Good evening to everyone on the line. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in New York. And I hear Sister Carla was giving out something. She said, what did she say? She's named Corella, something like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, a herb.
Yes. And I would like to know where she got it. Did she get it from the health food store or ordinary store?
Okay. Well, we will summarize it. Is from. Okay, so we a little later after record, we will summon Sister Carla again. But I think those herbs were sold at the health food store. But when after, we will contact her, and then after we will share it with your Sister Barnaby.
I use the turmeric, the ginger, the lemon, blend them together.
Mm-hmm.
And a little honey. A little honey in it. That's what
okay.
I use. Sometimes
okay.
I and during the day I eat like fruits, oranges, and at my job they put, like, they soak fruits, what is good for your immune system and so. So when I go in the morning, I drink some of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just for keeping me and for giving me health and strength to go through.
Amen.
Her name is worthy to be praised. Every day we must praise him and lift him up and give him thanks. Because his name is worthy to be praised. Can I sing a little song?
Yes, maybe one or two verse.
Yes. Praise him. Mm-hmm. Praise him, Jesus. Blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, is worthy to be praised. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Lord, you is more than worthy to be praised, O God, from the uprising of the sun unto the going down. Every day we wake up, O God, until we lay our head to rest at night. You watch over us, you keep us from all harms, all danger, evil seen and unseen. What a good and a mighty God you are. Thank you for all you have been doing for us. From we were born until this very moment, God, we come before you to give you all the honor, to praise you, to lift you up, and to give you thanks. Because your name is more than worthy to be praised. There is no one like you. Lord, you sit high and you look low. You see our need, O God. You see our distresses. Father, forgive us of our sins. We are unworthy, we are unholy, we are undone, we are nothing good. But, O God, because of your grace and your mercy, we are not consumed because your compassion fail not. It is due every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lord, as we come on this line Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, help us to look to you with the heart and the finish of our faith, and not only when we come on the line, but we must remember that you is God and give you thanks every day for all you have been doing for us, because keeping us alive, Lord, is because of you why we are alive. It's not because we are good, and it's not because of our own strength, but it's because you keep us. Because you know why you keep us alive. And God, we just want to thank you. I put each and every one of us on the line into your hand, God. Each and every one of us who are on the line along with our families. And not only who on the line along with our families, but we put everyone all over the world in diverse places, oh God, into your hand, because everyone needs prayer. Our brothers, our sisters, our neighbors, our co-workers, and all those who have breath this evening, God, I put them before you. Lord, you are everywhere at the same time, seeing the good and the evil, oh Lord. Thank you for your mercy and for your kindness and for your goodness, for your keeping care and for all you have been doing for us, Lord. Please, Jesus, there are many who are sick. Heal the sick, O God. Feed the hungry. Clothe the naked. Open shelter for the homeless. Heavenly Father, freely you receive and freely you give. Lord, sometimes we are unworthy. And sometimes, O God, we are not at peace. Because of the enemy, he's trying to come nigh us. But Jesus, have mercy upon us according to your loving kindness, dear God, according to the multitude of your tender mercy. Forgive us of our sins. Wash us and cleanse us. Mold us and fashion us into your likeness. And make us into what you want us to be. Oh God, have your way this evening, Lord. Take full control, Heavenly Father. Let your will be done. Lord, be with the speaker who's going to break the bread this evening, oh God. And as that speaker speaks, let him not be seen, but let you be seen in everything he or she do. Because, Lord, you are the great physician. You are the sympathizing Jesus. There is nothing too hard for you, and there is nothing you cannot do. So, Lord, as we come this evening, you don't know why we come. Because we need you. We need your cleansing. We need your purging. We need your anointing, God. We need a double portion of the Holy Spirit, but please help us to get rid of sin, clean up ourselves, and come unto righteousness. so that our soul may be saved. Thank you for all you have been doing for us, Lord, what you're doing now and what you continue to do. And Lord, when we come off this line and go to our bed, we ask you to come and send your holy angel to encamp round about us. Beat back every darkness and let your light shine in us so that others may see me and come to know you as their Lord and Savior. Thank you for everything, O God. Thank you for what you're doing now, what you continue to do, and what you will forever do. I ask in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for joining. And also to be so faithful, you know, and to know, you know, you can reach out to the Lord on behalf of praying on each and every one behalf, the whole world. Because if there is no time, we need the Lord, my dear beloved, it's now. And thank you for your faithfulness and also the resources that you have put on this line. We just want to let you know, everyone, you know, let you know. We appreciate everything. Even, you know what, and my testimony and praises, you know what, to see the love of each one on this little line. I am telling you, this is only Christ, because without Christ, this couldn't happen. You know, who cares about each one of us? I can just share just a little testimony and a little praise about sister, my dear Sister Barnaby. And you know what? Sometimes I am here, and all I hear the phone call, Sister Powell, how are you doing? Good. I am coming over. And I am telling you, my dear beloved, Sister Barnaby, do not drive, you know. And Sister Barnaby will find herself, and we will be, and she came, and we'll be here sharing the love of Christ. Listen to God's word. And as much as she can do to help, you know, she's always there. So, dear brothers and sisters, God has placed us here for a reason. And let us be faithful to each other and also to be our brother's keeper on this line, right? So we are a big family, and we want to thank God that God placed us here, Sister Barnaby, and everyone on this line here are God's family. So I just want to thank you, Sister Barnaby, and to be sharing and telling, talking about your, giving a little secret about you, the work that you have been doing. All right? Yes, my dear beloved, I am going to open this line, 853-843-206. Your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Powell. It's Sister Tymiko from Florida, and I'm just praising the Lord and giving him all praise and honor and glory because he is so worthy to be praised. I bless his holy name, and I thank him for everything that he has done for me and continues to do for me. So I just want to thank you, and I thank you so much for opening my line. I'm thanking the Lord that he's taking care of us. He brought us through another week. He gives us safe travel and mercy to him. So he does everything for us. He is my everything. So I love the Lord, and I just want to share a Bible scripture from the book of Psalms 67. And it brings out here, God be merciful unto us, bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. And verse 3 says, let the people praise thee. O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I have a small nugget. Amen. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Powell, and God bless everyone. And, yes, you truly are my family. I'm praying for each and every one of you. And I just ask for prayer for my family, for my children. I'm asking for prayer for each and every person on this prayer line this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Love you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for sharing and for reading. Good brothers and sisters, we have to praise the Lord, right? In all things, let us praise the Lord. As Sister Tamika just remind us in this, right, what the psalm said, let us praise the Lord, let us give the Lord thanks, and let us do his will, right? Yes, Sister Tamika, thank you for sharing, and sure, we will be praying for your family. Are we going down the line, my dear? But 319-8895, your line is open.
Good evening, Sister Paul. Pleasant good evening, brothers and sisters on Advent Land. Sister Paul, is you hearing me now?
I hear you a little low, but
hello?
Yes, Brother O'Neill. Yes, I hear Brother O'Neill.
Yeah, pleasant good evening.
Maybe
pleasant
you
good evening.
Pleasant,
you hear me any better now?
Yes, yes.
Hello? Okay.
Yes, I am here.
Thank God for his goodness and yes, I want to thank God for his goodness and his grace and his mercy and for guiding me to another day. I want to thank each and everyone that came on the line and sharing their experience and their testimony, their scripture reading. Really a pleasure to listen to you guys. I want to share something that I've been exploring for over a year now. I've revisited it, something that I grew up on as a kid, and it's about vitamin G. And many people don't know what is that, but I want to explain it in simple terms. Vitamin G is meaning your feet, walking bare feet, connected to the electrons that is in the Earth's core. Yeah, that's the vitamin G. It's a really important thing that we should understand, that we were formed from the dust of the ground, as Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. And when we die, where we go back to the earth, right? Everything is grounded. Working with electric, a cable company before, and every wire, every cable wire, every telephone wire have to have a grounding system. Every cable wire have to have a grounding system. Every electrical current has to have a grounding system. Without a grounding system, there's nothing that you're going to have a feedback. And a feedback can cause electrical disruption and even explosion. So what now with the human system, we are so insulated. We don't walk bare feet anymore. Inside our home, we walk. We have a home shoes where we wear like a slippers that we wear inside. We have no connection with the magnetic field that is in the core of the earth. When I read something to you, it says here, they were talking about nurturing the nervous system. So perhaps one of the most overlooked grounding dividends and so beneficial in this stressful time is the rapid calming the autonomic nervous system that regulates the function like the heart, the respiration rates, the digestion, respiration, urination, and other functions of the body. So they did a study, and when they did a study, that when people who walk bare feet or stand up in the on the dirt or the mud or whatever, they have a different energy that aids their body in recovering from cardiovascular disease. Anyone know what cardiovascular disease? You're talking about heart problem. So a balanced NS support good HRV and is a indicator of better heart health. Conversely, the presence of disturbed NS and HRV means increased risk of anapneia or coronary artery spasms and sudden cardiac death. So cardiac arrest. Many people they're isolated from the the magnetic field that is in the ground. That's not all, because in explaining this,
yeah,
that plays a role, but there is also, there are also different things that we can know that within the atmosphere of the earth, the animals,
yeah,
for instance. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm gonna close in a minute.
Just one thing. This series is really important. So I will ask you, right, after I just open this few line here, you know, and Sister Stephanie is supposed to be coming on, and give you a chance that you can, you know, explain more. Because why I laughed a while ago is when you talk about bare feet. Right, because that was something we were discussing.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's very interesting and important. So if I could just lines, and then, you know,
okay,
you can
I come on back in a few minutes, because I'm going to have a short meeting, and then after I come on back by 8:30 or 8:45 to 9:00. Okay, because I'm going to have a meeting
all
shortly.
Right.
So
thank you.
I just want you to understand. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, you can go.
Yes, yeah, so I said later I'll be able to explain more, because it's something that I've practiced as a kid, but coming to America, I'm just getting back to that method, because I know that it has so much health benefits. So I'll share that later.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay. Thank you, my dear, for sharing that important topic, right? Lot of us do not know how important it is for us to go out there and, you know, mingle in the dirt, right? So thanks again for sharing. 301-868, your line is open.
Hi, I'm Sister Paul. Thank you so much. I was saying, Brother O'Neill, we want you to come back around 8:20 so that you can actually be the presenter tonight. I was hearing that, and my mother chuckled, and I was like, yes, because this is Sister Steffi. I was excited on that topic, okay? I went down to Jamaica, and that's what I was doing, Brother O'Neill and everybody on the line. I was walking in the dirt. I was walking barefoot on the soil. And they were looking at me like, wait a minute, you just came from farming and you're doing all of that. And I was like, it is therapeutic. It is so much health benefits that is in this right here that we're no longer doing. And you're absolutely so right. We grew up walking bare feet, didn't think anything of it. Our feet weren't tough, right? I mean, it was still soft, but there was some connection with the ground and the minerals that were in there. And in Jamaica, I never got sick. You hear them say never? We have never gotten sick in Jamaica. We have never gotten pink eye. We have never gotten measles. We have never gotten mumps. We have never gotten, what's that thing, Ma? Chicken pox. We don't get those things. We don't get flu. We don't get any of those things. And as soon as I came here, I was hit with, I got chicken pox. What else? I got chicken pox. I came severely allergic to, like, everything, the environment. And so I know what Brother, and I can attest, what Brother O'Neill is sharing is absolutely important for us to hear. We go there now in Jamaica, and they don't even want to walk in the house without putting on a slippers. And I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
You know, and so I just thank God for that message. And it's timely. And this is how we know the Holy Spirit is moving. Because Sister Paula just said that she spoke. We were talking about that. I went down to Jamaica and I was doing that. And I felt so much better. My knee, my joints, no pain. Right? And so I just thank God, you know, for him using Brother O'Neill to share that message. And so I just want to share with you all. I start back school. I came back Thursday night, flew up to New York, flew from Jamaica to Maryland, from Maryland to New York, because one of her aunt passed, and she was going to be funeralized on Friday. And so I just want to thank you all for your prayers. I thank God for his safe traveling mercies to and fro. God has just been so good. I went back. I started school on Monday, but it's like pre-service, so we go in to do, they have trainings, we set up our classroom and all of that stuff. And I just thank God for just his amazing grace, his safe traveling, the small things, right? God is so good. He's blessing me. I know I don't deserve it. I was able to go in. I mean, it was crazy. Actually, the first day I went back, they switched my room. Nobody knew where my stuff was. Even now, I am not able to find so many of my stuff that I knew I had, you know. But once again, we're going to give God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. I just came back in. I had to go pick up some stuff for the classroom because, as I said, you know, I don't know where my stuff is. Somebody took it. And I was in Michael's, purchased some stuff. I had some stuff in my car. Did not realize, beloved, that I did not pay for one of the items. It was still in the bottom of my cart. I thought I gave her everything. She wrung it out, packed it and everything, and I'm going out. My daughter called the lift for me, and the lift is here, and I'm putting my things in the lift. And when I picked up my bag in the bottom of the cart, I realized that there was an item in there that I didn't pay for. And I was like, oh, my goodness, she didn't charge me. I didn't pay for this item. So I ran back in the store, and I had my daughter on the phone. She was like, Mommy, the Uber is going to leave you. I was like, no, he's not. I ran back in the store, and I said, this was in my cart, and I did not pay for it. And she took it. I couldn't pay for it again because somebody was in the line, and the car was there to pick me up. And so all of them, there was like three cashiers that were there. They were like, oh, my goodness, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your honesty. And I'm looking at them like, this is a no-brainer. I didn't purchase it. It was my intent to purchase it, but I thought I gave it to her. It wasn't given to her, and it was sitting in the bottom of my cart. I couldn't take it because what? Why couldn't I take that? Nobody would have known, but God would have known, and my angel would have recorded it against my name. So we know that we are ambassador all the time, even when no one is looking, physically looking, or in the human flesh is looking, we know that our divine Father is looking. So just continue to pray for me, you know, as I'm starting a new school year, that God will just move mightily, you know, move the wickedness out. I told you all my principal, my old principal is gone. I pray that the Spirit will convict this new principal and give her some sense. A lot of the things I heard her sharing are things that I know that they heard from me by listening into my classroom. But I'm like, you know what? Be true to it, right? Be true to it. Everybody hear me say, oh, this is a ministry for me. Now that's what she's saying. Oh, you know, this is my ministry. Okay, but we pray that God has ordained you to do this ministry and not to do foolery. So I want you to pray for her. We're going to, you know, that the Holy Spirit will move and she will be fair. She will move with godly wisdom and understanding and just allow the Spirit of God to move in her and in the building. And pray for all of the children that are coming to us, all of our educators, all of our young people. And I want to pray for the bereaved, the Hodges and the Lodges family. We ask you to keep them in prayer. The Moore, as we are mourning, the Powell family, as we are mourning right now. But we know that as children of God, we don't mourn like the world mourns. Amen? And so thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. And Brother O'Neill, if you're on, you can certainly use this session to share the information that you were given to God's people. Amen?
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Yes. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for joining. I know you was very excited because I knew that, you know, we were discussing and sharing about the barefoot in Jamaica, walking in the mud, in the dirt. And, you know, it's really amazing to know that this evening, you know, Brother Honeel was able to share with us, and we will get the message later. So we just thank God for what God is doing on this line. Thank you again, and we will pray always, be praying. We soon be going in prayer, my dear beloved, prayer to lift up all these prayer requests and just, you know, think about the goodness of God, what God have been doing and what he is doing. I just want to let everyone know, thanks God for his blessings, his traveling mercies, his providing, and he had made a way for us in Jamaica. And the children, on behalf of all the children that you all had sent your little gift for and also prayer, they said to tell every one of their aunties, their uncles, their nephews, and family, you know, Advent Light especially, thank you very much for what you have done for them, and they enjoy every moment of it. And they just want you to know that, you know what, they did well with their examination, where most of the children passed their common entrance. It's not common entrance again, but it is a exam that they took that they could go into higher school. And I tell you, my dear beloved, that most of the children had passed for some top high school that, you know what, you wouldn't expect that those little orphans, those little poor children would be able to attend those schools. So that is actually joy when you look into their face and you saw the joy in their heart. So they appreciate everything that we have been doing for them. And I just want to let you guys know, you know, how much, you know, God is really pleased, because he gave us the instruction that we are supposed to be our brother's keeper and also to help when we see the need. So I just want to thank everyone, my dear beloved, tonight, you know, and just make you know that you guys are a part of whatsoever ministry that we are doing. And pray for the other hearers, my dear beloved, because we have some ministry that we started. We started some ministry in Philippines. Lord, we have it, you know, in other areas. Sister Carla went to her country, and she also started a little ministry there. And, you know, in Louisiana, we see there upstate New York, in Jamaica, in Africa, all these ministry. And if you can help a brother or a sister, my dear beloved, to help someone, please, we are asking you, don't hesitate. Help as much as you can. If you cannot do it financially, I know you can do it in prayer. So I just want to thank you. And also, Rosie, the house is going up slowly, my dear beloved, because you know it takes a lot for our housing, but it is going, and we just want to thank you. So all these reports come to you because you are a part of this project that we are doing. And also continue, let us pray for the Louisiana project that we started, those on the bond of the bridge, that we pray that some of the folks that was under the bridge are supposed to get housing, where they're supposed to be housing them young girls and also boys there. So we pray that God will open out the way for them, that they have a proper home that they can reside. So I just want to thank God for that. This is the last person I'm going to open the line. And please be brief, right, so that we can go in prayer to listen to Brother O'Neill when he joins us. 857-505, your line is open.
Hello, Sister Powell. Hello, my beloved brothers and sisters. How we do, beloved? God is good. He's worthy to be praised, my beloved brothers and sisters. Sister Powell, going to breathe. I like to thank God for his love, and I like to thank God for his love and his mercy, because God is good. He's merciful. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Powell. I'm so grateful. My prayer request, Sister Powell, Powers to lift up my mom in prayer. My mom needs a lot of prayer, Sister Power. Don't forget to lift me up too, Sister Power. I need a lot of prayer. And Sister Power, I don't know, can Sister Stephanie lift up my mother and me in prayer? Don't forget to lift up Brother Shaq in prayer because Brother Shaq is not feeling good today, Sister Power. He was sick. Please lift up Brother Shaq in prayer because he was sick, Sister Stephanie and Sister Power. So please lift him up in prayer that the Lord will touch him in the mighty name of Jesus. And Sister Power, I'm praying for Sister Tamiko that Sister Tamiko will feel much better. I'm praying for Sister Tamiko, Sister Power, that the Lord will make her drink some lemon tea because lemon tea is very important, Sister Power, it's good for, you know, it's good for Sister Tamiko how to drink
Amen.
The tea. Is
Amen.
That right, Sister Stephanie?
Amen.
Drink the tea
Amen.
With lemon.
Amen.
It's sweet tea. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for hearing. And we sure will pray for Brother Shaq and Sister Tamiko. And we do hope that Sister Tamiko feels better. She was on the line, but she didn't state that. And yes, Brother Eli said some lemon tea, right, is good for you, Sister Tamiko. Now, my dear beloved, we are going in prayer, right? And then the next voice you will hear, Brother Anil, supposed to join us at 8:30. So that he can present the message, you know, Sister Stephanie, you know, give him the opportunity that he can help Thursday. We need all the message and tip that we can use in this time. This time is a serious time, both as we are coming into actually a season where, you know, we have sometimes we have the rain, we have the sun, and we have all these things. And, you know, we have to be mindful that if we be obedient with God's health law, he is able to take care of his children. So we are going to open the line for two prayer, my dear beloved. We heard the requests. I'm going to open the line for 518. If she's able to, 518-482. If you're able to pray, can you pray for us? And generally, Sister Barnaby and Sister Brenda and also Sister Leola, if you can call some few names, you know, and then the next voice you will hear is the Brother Onion. 518-482, can you lead us in prayer, son? Called them the G Choir. The Jan Fixers have a choir. I think that's fascinating. They literally put together a choir when they were at church. 518-489, I hear some. Can you pray for us? I heard a background noise.
I think it's enough for you to get it. You open the rallies in Waco, Texas. One of the campaign rallies by having the January from current inmates who were arrested for participating in the riot of January 6th and had them to sing while they superimposed his voice saying the Pledge of Allegiance, which of course legitimized the action of the rioters. What does that have to do with the process? Well, if you've hung in this far, then hopefully you'll be able to get it. Now, since we all get into a few minutes, let me put this up to you.
Okay. Amen. Thanks. Yes, my dear beloved, now I will finish. Most righteous and eternal Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy wonderful name. Father, we just want to thank you for the privilege that we can gather at the welcome table to give you praises. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our brothers and our sisters who join. We thank you for those who share, those who give praises and bring honor and glory to you for all the things that you have done. Heavenly Father, we come because we know we do not come because any good we have done, because our goodness is like filthy rag. But we come because we know we have a loving, kind, tender-hearted Father who can forgive us of all our many sins and our shortcomings and allow us, dear Lord, that we will live a victorious life from sin. Lord, help us, dear Father. Have your own sweet way within us. You know everything about each and every one of us. A full house tonight. Lord, as we lift up to you, dear Father, Sister Gala, we lift up Sister Leola, Sister Barnaby, Sister Cancinelli and family, Sister Brenda and Brother John, Lord, Sister Barnaby and her family, dear Lord, Sister Carla, Sister Tamiko and her family, Lord, we lift them up to you. You are God and you can do all things. Without you, it is impossible. Sister Stephanie, our school principal, and all the organization, dear Father, and all the children, them, Lord, we lift up to you tonight. Now, dear Lord, we lift up Brother O'Neill, dear Lord, Brother Eli, ask for Brother Shock, is not feeling well. And you, he's a great physician. You are the great physician. And you can do all things. All things work together for good to them that love you. And we just want to thank you, Lord Jesus, that we love you. We praise you and we bring honor to you. Bless us, Lord Jesus, while we present your word. As Brother O'Neill, dear Lord, will be presenting the few minutes to we, Lord Jesus. I'm asking you to pour your Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, everyone, for joining. I haven't seen Brother O'Neill yet, so I'm going to open the line for Sister Stephanie until Brother O'Neill joins. 301-868, your line is open. Your line is open.
Amen, amen. Can you hear me, Sister Powell?
Yes, I do. I hear them saying 10 seconds. I said, really? Yes,
Heavenly,
that's what I heard.
Heavenly Father, I think there's been some technical difficulty, but we're going to go in another season of prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow before you, and we touch and agree with the prayers that have gone up. God, you are so good. You're so great. You're worthy to be praised. You orchestrate the beginning, the middle, and the end. You know everything about your children. You know what we stand in need of. You know that we are empty. We are empty, Heavenly Father, with all the things that are going on around us, the struggles, the financial agony, Lord, the stress, the strife. Lord, we are asking you, Lord, to fill us with your Holy Spirit. Remove anything from us that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father, so that you will be able to fill us with your light so that we can illuminate everyone that we come in contact with, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord, for each and every family that is represented on this line. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege of prayer. You give us the key, which does not bring you down to us, but bring us up to you. So we ask you that you will just manifest yourself on this line for the few minutes that we have left. Tabernacle with us, Heavenly Father. We are begging and we're pleading that you will allow our hearts to be ignited. You will give us a heart transplant. You will allow us to leave here changed, looking more like you, sounding more like you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us in the past, and we thank you for what you're going to do in advance, Heavenly Father. We want you to save us. We want you to redeem us. We want you to cleanse us, Heavenly Father. Whether it is doubt that we're having issues with, Heavenly Father, whether it is being temperate, whether it is not getting enough rest, whether it's not being able to exercise, as this is Health Thursday, Heavenly Father, we pray that you will give us your strength to be obedient to all things, because you said you want us to prosper. You want us to be in good health, even as our soul prospered. So I pray that you will give us your truth today. We ask all of these things. We ask you for forgiveness for anything that we have done that is not in line with you, Lord. We thank you for allowing Brother O'Neill to share. We were talking about that. I had a grand time in Jamaica, and if I had a grand time in the paradise in a third world country that is filled with crime and violence, though it has so much beautiful things, Lord, please prepare us. Prepare us as the sanctuary. Prepare us so that we will be one of your reward, each and every person that is on this line. We bless your name. We give you honor. We give you glory, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Brother, amen. Brother O'Neill is on.
All right, so you want to give him, that's fine. Not a problem.
Okay.
Mr. Powell?
Yes,
Mr. Powell?
Yes.
I just want to share one word before, just one thing before I defer to Brother O'Neill, okay? One thing.
Yeah.
I'm reading from Teaching and Healing from the Ministry of Healing. And this is, I just opened the Bible, opened the book, and as the Spirit, I'm just going to share this. It says, a word in season. The Lord Eternal had given me a tongue for teaching, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah 50 verses 4. All around us are afflicted souls, here and there, everywhere we may find them. Let us search out these suffering ones and speak a word in season to comfort their hearts. Let us ever be channels through which shall flow the refreshing water of compassion. Amen. In all our association, it should be remembered that in the experience of others, there are chapters sealed from mortal sight. On the pages of memory are sad histories that are sacredly guarded from curious eyes. There stand registered long, hard battles with trying circumstances, perhaps troubles in the home life that day by day weaken courage, confidence, and faith. Those who are fighting the battle of life at great odds may be strengthened and encouraged by little attention that costs only a loving effort. To such, the strong, helpful grasp of the hand by a true friend are as welcome as the smile of angels. I will end here. I opened it and the Spirit was moving, so I just wanted to share that. A word in due season. I now defer to Brother O'Neill.
Amen. Amen. All right, Brother O'Neill, 319-895. Your line is open.
Blessing. Good night again, everyone.
Good night, Brother O'Neill.
I want to thank God for his grace and his mercy. Let us pray. Most kind, loving, and eternal Father, I want to thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you, O God, that you are a God. We thank you, O Lord, that you have created things upon this earth, Lord. You made everything for the benefits of men, O God. And we thank you for that, Lord. Father, we know civilization may change, but God never changed. Help us, O Lord, to follow your steps and your stead that you have set from the beginning, the simple things of life that you have created, so that we can live simple. But Father, we see the abundant living that many seek, which is of this world, which is causing so much sickness and illness, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, to unlearn and relearn, Lord, the things that you have set out for us to understand. In Jesus' name we pray, thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Want to play a video? I listen to this video. Playing a video.
Around Native American people, primarily Cheyenne and from. I remember coming home one day and we were going to go into one of the kids' teepees with his parents. And the mother said, take your shoes off, they'll make you sick. It was just strange why she would say they were going to make you sick. I wouldn't have had a clue at that time. In simple terms, drowning is literally putting your bare feet on the ground. When you do that, you're in contact with the earth, and Mother Earth is endowed with electrons. And these electrons are literally absorbed through your feet. It's like taking handfuls of antioxidants. But you're getting it through your feet.
Grounding means connecting to the earth to support the specific function of the organs of your body. It supports the body as a whole, but it specifically supports organ systems down to the tissues and the cellular function of the entire body.
In 1960, we invented synthetic materials. The first thing we did was we put rubber sole, synthetic soles on the shoes. We started wearing sneakers.
So the most common sense thing that we are organisms that live and grow and depend entirely on the earth while we're alive, and yet we have completely isolated ourselves from it. We're so disconnected that it becomes this weird thing if we actually slip our shoes off.
95% of people walk insulated on the earth. This is the single thing that happened that probably caused the proliferation of inflammation-related health disorders far and above anything else. This is so incredible. This is Nobel Prize material. We got involved in the cable industry in the early 60s. I first learned the need to ground cable signals as we were developing the industry. When you run a wire into the house, before you can go into the house, you have to ground the cable. I mean, you have miles of wire hanging up there in the air. If there's lightning in the air, it's going to hit the cable. And so what you want to do is create a path to ground for the lightning so that it doesn't enter the house or blow up a TV or create a fire. One day I was sitting at a computer and the computer kept crashing. I knew it was static electricity, so I put a piece of tape across my desk and grounded it. And I realized in that process that the outlet wasn't grounded. So I fixed it so that I could get rid of the static electricity. And I didn't think too much about it. I walked outdoors and I sat on a bench. The tube was pulled up. And it looked like they had just been to one of these outlet malls. And white Nike shoes were on sale. It just dawned on me. And I asked the question. I said, I wonder if it's possible that humans are, you know, we're no longer naturally grounded. I wonder if these shoes could be interfering with us. So that night, I went to the hardware store and I bought a roll of metal duct tape. And I just taped it across the bed, threw a wire out the window, and it had a ground rod outside. I connected to the ground rod on one side, connected to the metal duct tape that I had laid on the bed. So when I laid down on the duct tape, I was like grounded because it was connected to the earth. I woke up the next morning and I thought, holy cow, there's something going on here, because normally for me to go to sleep, I had to take Advil. So I tried to find out what I could. The internet was hardly anything. This is back in 99. Went down to the University of Arizona and to one of their medical libraries, and there was nothing. And in fact, I even tried to find the cause, the chronic cause of MS. It was unknown. The cause of arthritis, unknown. They didn't know. Nobody knew. So I thought, well, I'll go out to LA. I'll go to UCLA and ask them. They pretty much laughed me on campus. They said, you expect us to believe that somebody's going to put a nail in the ground, tie a wire over somebody's toe, and it's going to make them sleep better? Get out of here. Go away. You're nuts. So I ended up having to put together my own study, and we grounded 60 people, and the reports that came in were unbelievable. PMJ disappeared, PMS disappeared, inflammation reduced pain. Everybody slept better. found an anesthesiologist in San Diego. He says, I don't think there's anything to what you're doing. This has got to be an anomaly here. But I'll entertain you. He says, I will prove that you're wrong. Yeah, we did the study. It's the first study that I did that was the general study where we had quantifiable data. Then we decided, well, we're going to do a big study now. And we ended up attracting scientists, physicists. When they saw the study, everybody said, well, this is really pretty interesting.
I didn't know anything about grounding. I had never heard of it at all, but I became a new mom. And I had my first child, and she had colic. And she cried and cried and cried. First thing I did, being a physician myself, was take her to the pediatrician. And remember distinctly leaving that pediatrician's office with a knot in my stomach, because the first thing they told me is, it's the baby, let him cry. Literally the only time I noticed that she wasn't in pain and the only time I could soothe her was when I was outside. And I was barefoot, and I had her in my arms. And every time we were outside, she relaxed. I noticed if I did use the stroller, or if she was in a car, she was still in pain and uncomfortable. This is not placebo effect. Like, she had no idea if I was wearing shoes or not. She doesn't know that. I'm holding her either way. And I just slowly started realizing this child can only take a nap and feel comfort as if she was on my skin, held skin to skin, and I was barefoot. She'd be dead asleep, and if I stepped in the house and took both my feet off the ground, she would wake back up and the pain response would come back. And I didn't know what it was called, and I didn't at that time feel comfortable thinking about using it in my conventional medical practice, but I just knew that this is what I'm going to do to help my...
So you heard that video, right? Hello? We heard that video, right?
Yeah. Yes, yes,
so we
yes.
See what happened in the 1960s, right? We see the Nike came along and all these shoes come along and no more genuine leather was around. So they changed it from the genuine leather to the synthetic shoes, synthetic insole. So we actually insulated, so we have more inflammation. So people, to tell you the truth, When I got this video last year, I watched some of it, and I start contemplating. I have no more. All of my brand name sneakers are gone, because at the end of the day, they are not offering me any health benefits. They cost a lot of money, some of them, in which I don't buy expensive sneakers like that. But yeah. I don't wear them anymore because I know that they are just for fashion and not for health. In one of Sister White's quotations, she said, many sacrifice health for fashion. And because we think that if we don't wear certain things, we are different from other people. We have to go with the flow. We have to go with the flow. But the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter, if we look at the beginning of time, how God created everything, and you see the connection of how God created everything in Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, we see when God created man, he said, let him have dominion. Let him have dominion over everything, right? Even over this earth, and we see what sin had caused, you know. Now man becomes servant instead of the earth serving them, because the earth's supposed to serve us. So man becomes a servant now. So we start doing things contrary to all God intended for things to be. So God created man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That's a miracle no human pen can describe. How God can take man from the clay, the dirt, and form him into an image and put the breath of life into him and he become a living soul. That is miraculous. Science cannot fathom that. That's why they come up with the theory of evolution, because they cannot fathom that. That is strange to them. But the Bible tells us that the natural mind cannot understand spiritual things because it is foolishness unto him. That is, no man can go. Job said, "Who can go into the mind of God?" Or who can search? We can find out God. So everything that God created was supposed to be of service. It's supposed to serve everything that God created. But men want their own way, so they come up with their own ideas. And everything that God supposed to be a benefit to us now become a curse to us. So we see the day and age that we are living in. We're living in a day and age where we're isolated, not just from the things that God made, but from God himself. In Psalms 92, David was praising God for his amazing work. In Psalms 92, it says here, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and the faithfulness every night." So in the morning and evening worship, right? "Upon instruments of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp, and with a solemn song. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad to thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands." So God's hands had created us. So he says, "O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep." This is David speaking here. He says, "O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. No human mind can understand how God is." So it says, hear what it says. He was alluding to Psalms 20 when he says, "The fool said it is all that there is no God." But hear what he says in verse 6 here of Psalms 92. "A brutish man know it not, neither do it a fool understand this." Hear that? Hear that? He says, "A brutish man know it not, neither do it a fool understand this." So the natural mind cannot understand the creative power of our God. The natural man can understand. Hear what he says in Psalms 139. I'm reading two more Psalms and I'm going to read something and wrap it up. It says here in Psalms 139. This Psalms wipe out evolution theory altogether. This Psalms 139. It says, verse 1, "O Lord, thou hast searched me and knowest me." He said in verse verse 13 through 15, he says, "For thou hast possessed my reign. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and my soul know it right well." What he says now in verse 15, "My substance was not hid from thee." What? "My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lower parts of" what? "The earth." Hear that? From the clay here. "My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth." Why would David say something like that? Because he understands. The Bible said that David was a man of God's one heart. So we see here in the creation of men, God is all known. God is all wise. He knows exactly. He made everything before he created man. And where he placed them? Look where God placed them. Into the garden. Into a garden. The garden was very fertile. Everything was there. Every mineral was inside that soil. Adam and Eve didn't have any shoes. They were walking bare feet. They were naked. The Bible said they were naked. They were naked when they were created. So they were in touch with God creation. Now we are out of touch with God creation. Because guess what? Man becomes so wise. And every invention that man has created, it seems so good. It seems so good. Every invention that man has created seems so good. But it has become so destructive to humanity. The Bible says, God has made man upright, but he has sought out many inventions. And all these many of these inventions is for man's detriment. All right, I'm going to read some stuff now before I close, because I wanted to hear some important things. Okay. One second. So we see here that what is earthing or ground, in other words, what can it do for you? Through time, we humans have sat, stood, strolled, and slept on the ground. I remember that growing up as a kid. I lay down on the ground a lot as a kid. Lay down on the grass many times. I usually eat some of the clay too, especially the clay when I'm in the hills. I just dig out some of the clay and I eat some. The skin of our bodies touching the skin of the earth. Such ordinary contact has served to transfer the earth's natural healing energy into the body. Human lifestyle has disconnected us and make us vulnerable to inflammation. And the leading cause of disease, any disease, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, autism, all disease have one thing in common. They came from inflammation. The body is inflamed. The body is inflamed. It comes from what? Inflammation. So it says, pain, stress, poor sleep, and sickness. Earthing, also known as grounding, is the discovering that reconnecting to the earth resource, a timeless link to nature that revitalizes the body, reduces pain and stress, and improves sleep mood and appearance. Reconnect and experience the healing benefits of grounding. Modern pursuit of scientific evidence that grounding impacts human physiology and health begin with Dr. Paro and Paul Saul in the Poland and Clint Ober in the United States in the 1900s. Clint Ober is the one that came up in the 1990s to come up with the people to get back to the bare feet thing. And he has been trying to help a lot of people to understand this thing. In his pen of inspiration here, Pen of Inspiration says in Helpful Living page 14.2, ignorance of physiology and neglect to observe the laws of health have brought many to the grave who might have lived to labor and study intelligently. So ignorance of what? Physiology and neglect to observe the laws of health have brought many to the grave who might have lived to labor and study intelligently. You hear this one now. Same Helpful Living, page 13.1. It says, it is our duty to study the laws that govern our being and to conform to them. So it said, ignorance in these things is sin. So to be ignorant to the laws of health and the laws of our being is a sin. As I always says, our doctor is not our first aid. God is our first aid, meaning that God is the first person we need to connect with and to understand what he has given, the living machinery that he has given us. For instance, I have a car. Can I take care of the car more than I take care of myself? In other words, so I have to do oil change, I have to do brake change, I have to do tire change. I have to check everything that is going on inside that car. So with the human body, we need to do checks to understand what is going on inside of us. And we should know the different parts of our body, that which I have not learned when I was younger. I'm trying to learn more so that I can understand, so that I can help others with whatever I learn. So it says here, beneath your feet lies a most marvelous gift from nature, the very earth itself, naturally equipped with extraordinary healing powers that may just be the single most effective medicine available. You hear that? That may be the most single. Earth in our drawing is often called connects you to this overlooked natural energy that nurtures and balances your body at the deepest level, draining it of inflammation, pain, stress, and fatigue. I have a case study that I pull up from Clint Uber, the person that did the study in America, a PDF file. And we check the PDF file of different people that they did. He did over 3,000 people at one point, bare feet for 1 month at a retreat center. All of these people have the most chronic diseases that you could think of. Grounding and diet, a lifestyle for 1 month. And everybody that came on that, who followed through with that thing, came out healed by the grace of God. Because there are natural properties that in the earth, if it does so to the food that we grow, if we grow the food in the right way, without any GMO or whatever, we grow in the natural way, it's going to get all the nutrients. My tomatoes that I plant, that we plant in the backyard here, and the callaloo that we plant, and the pumpkin that we plant, add no chemical to it. We just put it into the ground and it come out. We're able. I never eat one like that when I go to most of the stores. We know the source. We know what is inside of it. So when we do as our God says, we know. So human are insulated. Why? Why human are insulated? The earth energy is blocked by synthetic shoes, growing by direct contact with the earth. The animals, they have no shoes. The cats, the dogs, all of these animals, wild animals, they have no shoes. They're always out there. Am I advocating that we should not wear shoes? None at all. I never said that. I'm saying that it's not supposed to be something that we have routinely, always, indoor, outdoor, especially indoor all the time. We are insulated. So we think that we must have on something on our feet. Sometimes you're going outside in certain situations, you have to have on our shoes. I'm not saying that you're not supposed to, but we are embedded that we're supposed to have on. We buy all these expensive shoes and start wear them inside, and we feel like that's the best thing that we can do for our body. No, it's not helping us. So it says here, the past culture were connected when they sleep on animal hides, leather. Such routine living grounded them. We sleep on elevated beds. Many of us live and work in high rise, well above the ground. In past civilization, humans walk barefoot or with footwear of leather. Today, we generally do not venture out barefoot except as kids romping in the yard or when we are on holiday in the beach. But we see now our grounds that our kids go to. Our kids go to play. Our playgrounds become concrete now and asphalt, you know, our artificial grass at our playgrounds now, many of our schools now. Why? Why? The devil knows why. That's why he does that. Because he knows, and knows once you keep the kids in their shoes, keep them under artificial turf, artificial grass, then it will cause inflammation in their body, lead them to stress. Why young children are stressed now, and young people are stressed? That's why. Because all the things that were supposed to be is not. Now, we have the television set, now we have the telephone, so they will spend many times indoor and no time outdoor. So we see, to prevent disease, we have to create health. That is from Pierre Jacques Antoine Bichat, one of the world's greatest physicians. He come up with the terrain theory, as I discussed on this line before, which is we have to ascertain the cause and fix the problem and create the right condition so that the body can be healed. But in the germ theory, we have to use allopathic method after we have the problem. And the allopathic method is just mute the thing and then bring it back. So it says, so when you are grounded, your body absorbs the earth electrons like a sponge. You ever see a sponge sapping up water? You just absorb the water. Just absorb the water. That's all your body on its place, especially bare feet on the ground, it absorbs the electrons. Do you know that your body is electric? You're an electrical being. Didn't you know that? Your body is an electrical being. Live voltage. You run off live voltage. Anytime you have outage is when you're dead. You run off live voltage. Even when you're sleeping, the body is doing some stuff inside. So it says, then through your body, impacting it from top to bottom. So we can see many instances. Why? So we see the shoe company have changed the way shoes are to synthetic plastic. It takes almost years to be destroyed. That's what they said. Plastic takes many years to destroy. So I'm going to stop for now. And I thank each and everyone for joining. I pray that this information, working on a PowerPoint for this, because I want to share it to a lot of people as much as possible. So I'm working on a PowerPoint, so I'll see when I get it ready, and then I probably do presentation and share the presentation as well. So thank you each and everyone for your time. Let us pray. Most kind of an eternal Father, I want to thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Help us, O Lord, to revisit ancient things, Lord. Many people say that those who practice these things are uncivilized, Lord. But these are the people that are not suffering from these chronic illness that we have seen in Western society. We see the standard American lifestyle has affected so many, Lord, that we think that these things that cost so much money and we buy them, Lord, that they are good for us. But they are the very one deteriorating our health. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Grant us your peace that passeth all understanding. Father, help us to know, Lord, in the earth made new, we need no shoes, O Lord. We need none of these things that we are amassing, Lord. Father, if we even check, O Lord, many of us are Seventh-day Adventists, Lord. We have more than we can chew on, Lord. We have so much. But, Lord, it will value nothing in the end, Lord. So help us, O Lord, to have you and have your words in our lives, Lord, so that we can be a blessing to others. Have your own way, Lord. Cover us on your blood, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that your spirit, O Lord, impress our hearts, Lord. Take this counsel, not of brother on you, but from God, Lord. If we want to have good health, Lord, then we have to practice. And if we practice, O Lord, then it will work out. Help us, Lord, not to let culture to let civilization change the way we normally operate. Let us be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Just hear me pray, thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Onid. I just opened the line for Sister Stephanie that she may come in. Thank you for that presentation. 301-868. Your line is open. I know you would like to, you know.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. Everything that was said, everything that was presented, is timely. And I think the fact that we have these natural stuff that can give us healing, that we're not utilizing it. Brother Anil started by saying that he was practicing walking bare feet when we were younger. And can you remember Brother Anil ever being sick in Jamaica walking barefoot? So you can see that there's a direct correlation. We weren't paying any attention to it, right? But there is. As I shared, I'm not sure if you were on the line, I never got sick in Jamaica. Never. No diseases. And then I came here, and now I'm, you know, going through all of these stuff, allergies and autoimmune and all of these stuff, right? And I'm not saying, even if we did have something in our bodies or, you know, some kind of ailment, what we were utilizing in our environment naturally was addressing it, right? So we did not get any symptom. We did not experience any such thing that we're doing now. So as I said before, I did it. I heard you talk about inflammation. We know a lot of these chronic pains are caused because of inflammation, right? And so when I went there and I was walking in the soil, I was not feeling any pain. I was not having any kind of issue. I'm telling you, even the food that I ate, let me share this with you. Even the natural food that we ate, you could tell that the food was natural. Every time I ate something, a meal with the natural food, tell me what happened. I went to the bathroom. There was nothing that was blocking me. And we have said it on this line. After you eat a meal, what should happen to you? You should go to the bathroom. And Brother Onila pointed out that what? I think he says what? One in every three person, Brother Elroy? Brother O'Neill, my other co-host is calling my name. Brother O'Neill struggles with constipation. However, when I'm in Jamaica walking barefoot, eating the fresh food, I mean, as soon as I eat my meal, I'm able to go to the bathroom. No problem. No problem at all. Right? Mm-hmm. And so we want to take this and we want to utilize it as well. Here, I hear people say, I can't walk barefoot in the United States. They got some dirt, right? They have dirt, right? So I think, you know, each and every person should try it, right, and see how it makes you feel, all right? So thank you, Brother O'Neill, for bringing that out. I know it's the Holy Spirit moving because my mother, we were in Jamaica, and I was talking about it. I was sharing it with the Jamaicans who decide that they no longer can walk barefoot. And I was
not
telling them,
therapy. In their house.
Not even in the house. As soon as they're coming out, can I get a slipper? And I was like, don't you see me walking barefoot? And you know what I mean? It is just the silliest thing. So, I like the fact what he says about, you know, the grounding and the insulation and all of this stuff. And, it's timely. It is timely. What are some of the simple things we can do to be able to get resolution, to get some kind of remedy, to get some kind of resolve? And you have just pointed out one of them specifically. So I thank you so much for that, Brother O'Neill.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Stephanie. We over time, thank God, we get some brother. I just want to thank Sister Stephanie and Brother O'Neill and everyone who joined. We have some brother left. Thank everyone who is on the line, and let us try it, right? This is a new remedy, natural remedy that we all can utilize, right? Walking a little in the dirt, bare feet, right? So I just want to thank Brother O'Neill. And my dear beloved, God is good. He's so great. We're just going to close off in prayer again. And I won't play a song because we are actually late. No, thank the Lord for all his mercies endureth forever. We want to thank you for the fresh bread from heaven, the new information that you have given unto us this El Thursday night, dear Lord, that we can utilize natural, clean remedy, dear Father. And we are asking you, Lord, to help us, dear Father, have your own sweet way in our life so that we will be obedient to your head call. This is a call that you have given unto us. As you said, told us in your word, the help message is the right arm of the gospel. Prepare us, Lord Jesus, to go and share these messages that we have got to others so that they may come to know you. Bless each one of us and help us, Lord, that tomorrow night, Sabbath night, that we all will join to have a sweet fellowship with you and also to bring in the Sabbath. Bless us, we pray. Help us to be faithful, we pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, thank you all for joining. And now we are going to close. Now we are going to close end our episode, and we will meet tomorrow. God bless. Wow.